Dan Eaton, a Democratic budget writer who has served 12 terms in Concord, thinks of himself as an above-board kind of guy.
I don't like to sandbag anybody. I like to be very straightforward and heads up.
That's why he'll tell you the reason that he and House Democrats removed proposed funding for new charter schools in their budget was to gain political leverage. It's a maneuver predicated on the belief that Senate Republicans will want charter funding bad enough to give Democrats something they want. It's the type of deal that's common when budgets get hashed out.
True. They are made all the time.
But educators like Wendy Lewick, who has invested hundreds of hours into putting together an application for a charter school, are dumbfounded that Democrats are using them as a bargaining chip.
I scratch my head, and I kind of want to bang my head against the desk like 100 times. Like, what? Why would you not support this?
Lewick has been working for the Seacoast High School for the Arts, one of 4 charters that were ready to open in the fall but have had to postpone for a year amid the budget politics. But while Lewick might find it baffling, New Hampshire Democrats have been suspicious of charter schools from the start.
It cut voters out of the approval process. It would have drained money from local schools.
That's then-Governor Jeanne Shaheen back in 2002, explaining why she vetoed a proposal to allow the state to authorize charters.
It also would allow the school board to order a local district to pay more than the adequacy level.
And the arguments that Shaheen made then are roughly the same that some Democrats make now. As students leave standard public schools, that saps state aid away from them. But charter schools did become a reality. When Shaheen left office, Republican Governor Craig Benson took over.
It's time we became independent from the status quo, and it's time we revolutionized government in a whole new way.
Benson signed a bill similar to the one that Shaheen vetoed, aiming to streamline the process by letting the state, not districts, authorize schools.
When this started in 2003, it was very controversial, very, very divided.
Charlie Arlinghouse directs the Josiah Bartlett Center, a free market think tank that has always supported charter legislation. He says the relations between charters and their districts have often been tense, and the reason for this often had to do with money.
The initial schools met with some resistance, because while the aid was sent through the school district was not always forthcoming with the aid to the schools.
He points to the Franklin Career Academy, which was essentially strangled to death when its district failed to pass along all of the adequacy grants. Those funding tensions made it tough on some early charters. So far, 4 schools have had to close, and another that was approved failed to open. That's more than 20% of approved schools that are now shuttered, with the last one closing in 2010. It's a rate that's slightly higher than the national average, which a pro-charter group, the Center for Education Reform, puts at 15%. But times seem to be changing.
We made sure we could fund additional charter schools, but also put some parameters in there to make sure that the charter schools are in areas of the state where there's a need for them, and to make sure that they live within the budget that they identify.
That's Governor Hassan, a Democrat, voicing somewhat qualified, somewhat limited support for charter schools. And some say that's a sea change from the politics of the previous decade. Lisa Lavoie is principal of the North Country Charter Academy, one of the state's longest operating charters.
You know, how many people really knew what charter school money was and what a charter school is?
Early on, one fear was that charter schools would simply skim off the best students from public schools. But while some charters are aimed at stronger students, several, like Lavoie's, target students at risk of dropping out, which has helped bolster their appeal.
72% of the kids, 72% of them, Sam, were free or reduced lunch.
So now, rather than out-and-out opposition, Democratic leaders now stress that charters ought to be forced to spread out and to explicitly target underserved populations. But if any schools are going to open in this budget cycle, it will be up to Republican senators like Hampton's Nancy Stiles, who worked in the Hampton public school system, and who sounds a bit like Hassan on the charter question.
Well, I hate to put on moratoriums unless it's an absolute have to do that. But I do think we need to be able to get our hands around just how many new schools are coming on, how many students are moving to charter schools so that we can plan appropriately.
So if key Democrats and Republicans are both saying the same sorts of things about charters, that in of itself shows how far this debate has come. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.